regards to everything goes so quickly, right? You know, there was that scene in The Avengers where Spider-Man says, "Remember that old movie?" And he was referring to the second Star Wars film. How old is this guy? Did any of you guys see the movie Signs by Midnight Shyamalan? Anybody? Wow, look at that. There you go. I highly advise it. Okay? I'm going to recommend a movie. Signs. In fact, I'm happy to watch with you guys, and we can unpack it religiously. But one of the issues that crops up in this movie is the question of randomness, of things that just seem, I don't know, they're just there. And they're kind of like, I think, a couple of different ways that people often look at the world. They look at the world, some people say, listen, the world, it's all capricious, it's all random, things just come about. And there are others who are looking for some sort of order. And indeed, I think it's part of the human condition that we have an aversion to looking at the world randomly. All of a sudden, I was looking at the Torah, and we end up having these random things, one after the other, at this very end of this fifth aliyah. We have the traveling to the mountain where Aaron's going to die. So we have the death of Aaron and the ascension of Eleazar as his replacement, quite critical to make sure that leadership has good people to take their stead. That's the next piece. Then we have all of a sudden this random thing that Am Yisrael have come closer. They're like, I don't know, if you go to a lot, they're across from, you know, the Gulf of Aqaba over there. They're over in a lot area, right, on the other side of the ocean. And they come there, and the Canaanim, which is quite random because Canaanim are in Canaan, right, which they're to Israel. They're not there. This is Har Esav. So it's a little strange that they're there. So strange, in fact, that Chazal say it's really referring to Amalek, the desert-dwelling Amalek. Attack them, and Am Yisrael makes some vows. They pray to God. He saves them. Then they travel further, and all of a sudden they start complaining. We're sick of eating the man. We want water. We want food. We want to be able to go to Papagayo or something and get something decent to eat. And all we have is this bread from heaven. And that's not good enough for them. They start complaining. So their complaints, and what does God do? He sends desert snakes to attack them. And then one of the strangest passages in the Torah is they go to Moshe. Moshe, we're being attacked by these horrible snakes. Can you save us? And Hashem, he prays to Hashem. Hashem says, why don't you make a gigantic brass snake on top of a pole, right? And have them look at it and they'll be healed. And that's kind of the end. Moshe does that and that's the end. It just seems to be random. Death of Aaron, the battle with the Canaanim, the complaints about the food, the strange thing about the snake. What in the world's going on here? It's a famous Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, if you know it, about the Battle of Amalek. It's ironic, it's referring to the Battle of Amalek, which is mentioned earlier in the Torah. The Battle of Amalek, and then the second half of that Mishnah discusses the snake. It says, V'chi nachash, can a snake possibly heal or kill? Is that possible? Does it make any sense? Does brass snake have any magical powers? No, but what? The snake was put on top of a nace, on this big pole. Okay? And the Jews, when they looked upwards, what did they do? They looked upwards towards heaven. It's about tefillah. If we go back to Aaron's death, as opposed to Moshe, Moshe is a litvak. I'll take him for us, okay? I mean, for me. I don't know about you guys, but I'll take him for litvak, right? He's a litvak, right? He is a person who learns Gemara. He's a person who paskins halacha. He's referred to, in fact, by Chazal as Hamichokek, the lawgiver. That's who he was, right? But Aaron dies, and everyone, it says, women and men, they all cried for the death of Aaron. Aaron was the person who was Ohev Shalom and Rodev Shalom. He tried to create peace between husbands and wives, and that's why they're crying. And also, as Chazal say, it's because Aaron had the koach ha-tfilah. As opposed to the great lawgiver, the Talmud, the halachist,
There's another person, another, he was the chassid. He was a person who was engrossed in prayer to God. He dies, and what happens? The Kananim, or the Amalekim, or whoever they are, think, oh, Am Yisrael lost, they're koach ha-tfilah, they can't pray to God anymore, they're weakened. So what do? They attack. And immediately what Am Yisrael do? They pray, and they're saved. And then they're bothered by mundane things. It's not a problem, we all know. When you get hungry, we complain, right? It's not an absurd complaint. Right? And you have the same food day in and day out, as you will know from yeshiva food. You know, it might be a 2-week cycle, but it gets a little boring, especially if I've eaten it for 15 years. Right? It gets a little boring after a while. Right? So you say, well, can we have something else? Right? And then God is upset with them for complaining, because what is tefillah ultimately? Tefillah is reliance on Kodesh Baruch Hu. So look, Kochiba, to me, I didn't do this. God does it. It doesn't mean that we don't have to put in. But it means you have to look at God as playing a major role in our lives. It's a beautiful thing that Huttner quotes. Huttner quotes a story about Dr. Volokh. Dr. Volokh was this surgeon at Shartzak Hospital. He had a surgeon at Shartzak Hospital. And he was, before he would do surgery on someone, he always asked their name. As they were going into the theater, the operational theater, to have surgery, he would ask their name so he could say Tehillim for them before he did surgery. Right? What these pieces share is they're not random. It's all about tefillah. The death of Aaron, we lose our tefillah. The attack of the Kananim, reliance on God. Can we pray to Kosh Baruch Hu? The food, reliance on God. Right? The Nachash, reliance on God. It doesn't mean that we don't have to put in. Just like Dr. Volokh did not give up his scalpel because he said Dehillim. He had a scalpel and he had Tehillim the other hand. Right? He prayed to Kosh Baruch Hu. But the end of the Torah, as we're getting closer and closer to Eretz Yisrael, is understand. You have to put in, but you have to also understand that much relies on God. And when you see that God is the center, everything stops being random. All of a sudden, you see that indeed there is a point. There's a dot, as Huttner says, a dot in the sense where everything is focused. All of a sudden, life starts to make more sense.